live from the L&B fan club where there's just one of us, and it's his mom.
Hi, Mama.
It's Shenanigans.
Yeah, and you're funny, but those boys, they're so dirty.
She'll never hear this.
She won't listen to it at all?
No, she's done.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What happened now?
That was it. The first time she heard you on a megaphone saying, I got a fucking megaphone. She's like, yeah, that was it. That's a wrap.
Just... should I do a clean version for her so it just beeps every once in a while?
Are you going to do it with a title? Say, this one's for Mama B, and it's clean?
We can. Except you swore just now.
Well, you're going to have to bleep that. And I normally don't swear, but I was just regurgitating your last megaphone statement. Right. So.
He was quoting you, so it's not swearing.
Okay.
That's right.
There you go. This week we have in studio half the cast, and the other half of the cast are a bunch of fuckers down in Florida. In studio with us, we have Walden, who's not going to say anything ever. Alan.
Hello.
I am Craig. And then from down in Florida, we have Rich.
Yep. Hello.
And Uncle Buck making his triumphant return.
That's right.
Florida is a big cave. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, it's very echoey.
It's a big cave in Florida.
There's a lot of assholes there, too, so it echoes. Yeah, she's definitely not listening
to
this.
No, she's done. She's done.
Well, it echoes because of all of the vagina.
No, I had it right.
I mean, there's both. But in order to continue the Florida man,
that explains the smell.
Line, you need both. So,
how's everyone doing this week?
Fantastic.
Meh.
What we're gonna do right off the bat is to drive Alan and Rich crazy. Is we're gonna talk sports for a minute because I read an article today that Walden's gonna love.
Okay.
So the NFL season's over.
It's all about the NFL. It is crazy trades that aren't likely, but could happen.
Could happen.
Could happen.
Oh, my God. This will take all night.
No, well, there's only seven of them. So the number one trade.
That's like the whole NFL.
Right. Number one trade that isn't likely, but could happen. Deshaun Watson to the Broncos.
For what?
Who knows?
The Broncos don't have anything to give up. No.
They can give
on to the next
John
one.
Elway for a new GM.
There you go.
That might work.
Maybe uniform colors.
Number two was Deshaun Watson to Carolina, which
Christian
I can see
McCaffrey,
that.
Yeah, there's draft picks.
There's a sliver of hope for Carolina in there.
Yeah, not very likely.
I think that this season he's playing Madden on his couch, by the way.
Yes, 100%. So we've gone from Gronk watch to Deshaun Watson watch.
Right. We're going to keep an eye on him and what's going on. Gronk comes out of NFL required time tomorrow. So Wednesday, I'll be trying to contact him again so we can get Gronk on the show.
That's when the harassing text messages begin.
Right. Again. We'll ignore the restraining order.
Why would you time it like that? He can't come kick your ass today.
That's a good point. The man makes a good point.
Number three on that trade is I'm going to cut this list down because some of them are kind of dumb. Is Darnold,
Deshaun Johnson,
Rashik Phelps? Just make up names.
Make up names. Remind me. There's something we're going to after this. That's something I thought we should do. So anyway, it was Sam Darnold to Denver. Which can't happen if Deshaun Watson's going to Denver.
Right, you can't. Well, I mean, you could if you need a fullback and you want Sam Darnold to play fullback. Tim Tebow style.
I think that he'll be happy to go anywhere and he won't cost very much at all.
Yeah.
And then the last one I'm going to talk about is one that I really, really, really don't like. And it actually may be more than possible. His wife may have accidentally slipped that this is where she'd like to be. J.J. Watt to Chicago.
Chi-town.
What's to be in Chicago?
Yeah, deep dishes and pizza.
Yeah, drive-bys.
That would be, no, Mac and Watt on opposite sides.
I don't like that idea at all. Not at all.
Yeah, you don't. You're a Packers fan. Oh, Watt's going to be a role player for the rest of his career from here on out. So whoever signs him is not getting a three-down defensive lineman.
Could the Packers use him?
Sure. He's from Wisconsin, so that was one of my original thoughts.
I still think that his most likely hangout is in Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Western Pennsylvania for J.J. Watt.
Can I do my Green Bay joke?
Yes.
Can
please
do. My
do.
Green Bay joke?
Do it now.
You know, the Green Bay Packers didn't always play in Green Bay. They used to play in this little town on the outskirts. It was called Fudge.
I thought it was going to be Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay, when I was a kid and we went to Hershey Park, the road going into Hershey Park used to be called Hershey Highway.
It's really a thing.
They have a human fountain you can just walk through. With chocolate everywhere.
We went to Hershey Park, and the road is no longer Hershey Highway, so someone must have gotten the same memo that Dick's BJ's Plaza got.
Right.
They are now woke.
So the other thing I wanted to bring up is a money-making venture for Shenanigans. I paid, like a dumbass, just to see what it was all about, a masterclass by James Patterson. Two reasons why I'm a dumbass for that. One, I already know how to write. And two, I can't stand James Patterson.
Why would you want to learn from somebody you don't like? That makes sense. Yeah.
So I think that we could put a YouTube series together on Shenanigans masterclasses on anything. It doesn't have to even be, preferably, we don't have to be good at it either. I mean, we'll just do a masterclass.
That sounds like something I could do.
Not be good at something? Count me in.
I'm the best at that.
YouTube video is 45 minutes on Walden connecting a laptop with Pelicans.
I know how to do it. I just couldn't remember my friggin' email password, so I had to create a new account. So I don't even know what I just... I don't even know what I just set up.
So now the second question, this is for you, Rich.
Want to play a game?
This is highly irregular.
Can you swear on YouTube?
I don't know.
Yes.
I'd say so.
Do you have to, like, put in a warning or something that you're swearing?
No violence, no nudity.
Okay, there goes that master class.
We're down to just one class now.
Which is better because we do really have no class.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say third class is a class.
Ensure that you have a black box to hold up in front of your mouth.
We could do a master class on the correct way to open a can of beer. Can we drag it out for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, in case you didn't get that, let's repeat.
You know, we should have like a 4-year-old do it. I think that would actually be better.
That would get us in jail.
No.
That's no more watchable than a channel of people showing you how to feed your dog.
Oh, that would be awesome, well, masterclass.
That's just the first demonstration. There'll be several demonstrations throughout the evening.
According to the box I just bought, there's 23 more demonstrations.
Next thing you know, they're going to start putting workout videos on YouTube. There's like a million of them.
How to
lift a beer, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I think we should do Shenanigans masterclasses. Everyone's going to have homework. And this goes for Vinny and Howie also, even though I know Howie won't listen unless I tell him to. Think of
always will be on how to not be in a podcast.
We could do Charlie's. It'll be 5 minutes of silence and occasional fart noises.
The first one should be on sarcasm. Put your best people on that.
You guys are down there, so you two start brainstorming because.
Yeah.
That's where it should start.
Come up with some scripts. We got the camera work here, so we can make this happen.
You guys are great at sarcasm.
Hey, wait a minute.
Thank you.
You could teach me so much.
Sounds like you got it.
You graduated first in class.
Yay.
Yeah, definitely. I think we should do some YouTube Shenanigans masterclasses. And we're not going to charge $169 for James Patterson to droll on and on and on and on and on.
Masterclass 1, how to find your penis.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
We have to put you in the kitty filter, though. The kitty cat filter.
We can't do that one on YouTube because we have to put Walden in blackface.
No. I am not volunteering for that.
Absolutely not.
The voice is pushing the line far enough for me.
That's why I'm saying you need the filter. Right. That way you can't really see your face. You can be the kitty cat. You're the kitty cat lawyer.
I'm not a cat.
Did you like my little homage to you last week trying to do your voice? Did you listen to that?
I did.
I try to get it a little bit.
My lawyer wasn't in contact with?
No, not yet. Okay. I usually throw out anything from Siegel, Kelleher, and Kahn. If that was from Barnes or Salino, yeah, it's in the garbage.
Your job as dancing monkey is secure.
That cracked me up, Rich, when you were doing that.
Eek.
Dance monkey.
The retainer your lawyer was talking about was not the one you had in high school.
Right.
Time to do
it. Aw. I lost that at Wendy's. Left it on the tray
and threw it out.
Did she get a UTI?
Oh.
That was the best thing she could actually hope for.
And I hit the table.
I thought I said only Howie can pound the table.
I'm getting close.
Are you in double digit months?
What's funnier than that is that his wife's name, Craig's name, wife's name is Wendy.
Hey!
I left my retainer in Wendy. I was really going for it.
You said in high school. What year did you graduate?
97.
This year we got married.
There you go. See?
90 young bucks. Bunch of young bucks here today.
That's the year his teeth stopped straightening.
This week we have a special surprise because Walden added an article this week that came from Howie.
Yes. I creeped Howie on Facebook and he posted something and it was on, I think, Tuesday morning or something like that after we recorded. I'm like, God
damn
it. Yeah,
it was the very next morning.
Yep.
We still have the skewers here from the bacon flowers.
Bacon rose.
The bacon rose. Yeah, we're looking for more of those.
Fucking clean up, why don't you?
Okay, we just all heard voices here. That was not Rich.
That was in the house.
That I know. Is it my phone?
Oh, it's the phone.
Okay. That was weird.
Paranormal.
No wonder the TV's on all the time.
I made a little piddle.
Have you checked the children?
The calls are coming from in the house.
The calls coming from in the house.
Oh, my God. Are you guys brothers?
Yeah, we listened to the same scary stories growing up. Dunkin' Donuts. It's a Dunkin' Donuts story. Or Dunkin', it's just called now.
Right. So well, you can get married there now, so now it's called Dunking and Funking.
Dunkin'. You can get married at Dunkin'?
So it's just become Dung.
Dung.
Dung. Karen baffles employee when she orders 50 Munchkins. So Munchkins are their donut holes.
They're their Timbits.
Are they not Timbits, called Munchkins? Right. They're not called Munchkins anymore?
They're called Munchkins.
Okay.
Yep. A viral TikTok video shows a Karen raising hell at a Dunkin' Donuts after ordering a dozen Munchkins and then getting upset when she gets her order. So she got the order, and she said, I need more.
You ordered a dozen, lady.
You ordered a dozen. There's 12 Munchkins in this box. Enjoy them. Have a great day. I need more. I ordered a dozen. I need more. So she says she needs 50 Munchkins.
50.
50. That's what a dozen is. So apparently, in Fat Karen land, it's funny because our nickname for donuts was always Fat Pills.
Okay.
But yeah, so she's basically losing her mind at this girl over 38 Dunkin' Donuts.
I need more, Karen tells the flustered employee behind the counter. 50. 50. Then Karen delivers the best and most talked about line of the video. That's what a dozen is, not 12.
Wow.
50 must be a Karen's dozen.
A Karen's dozen.
Take the one and you move the two and realize that it's just 2 times 6. And 6 is actually 3 times 2. Then if you have that, then it's 50.
You get, it's yeah. Common Core. Common yeah. Core Dunkin' Donuts Munchkin order.
Florida and Karen math seem to be the same.
Exactly.
He was right on it.
And she's wearing a white fanny pack.
Oh, no, it was a rainbow fanny pack.
Listen, Shaniqua, I know how to count.
It's a rainbow fanny pack?
A tie-dye fanny pack.
Tie-dye.
Math pride.
I'm guessing that she's a deadhead and she was stoned.
She needs 50 Munchkins, which she didn't need.
They're called little people.
You look like you've had 50 Munchkins.
If you listen to Dorothy, 50 munchkins ain't what it's cut out to be.
You got to stack them on top of each other. That's the problem. That's where you're going wrong.
First, we need to form a pyramid.
Staying on the Breakfast of Champions
thought process.
Yeah. Federal agents seize $2.8 million in cocaine frosted cornflake cereal shipped from South America. Federal agents say they seized frosted cereal in Cincinnati because the cornflakes turned out to be soaked in cocaine. Officials announced in a statement on Friday. Biko, a narcotic detector dog with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, alerted authorities to the cocaine-coated flakes on February 13th in a shipment of cereal that originated from South America.
So they were Kelly Flakes.
Right.
What's not like Flutie Flakes, but they're Jim Kelly.
What state did they go to?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, right. Ohio.
Yo. The 44 pounds of cocaine.
She don't lie. She don't lie. She don't lie. They're great.
I would have swore he said Cheeto Life. It's great. I love it.
These are the best cornflakes ever.
44 pounds of cocaine.
But were they just kind of stuck in little baggies inside of that, or was it actually coated in cocaine? And
the flakes were coated in a grayish substance after the dog alerted them to the shipment. So apparently it was on the frosted flakes.
Well, then that's got to be hard to...
Tony the Tiger was fucked up.
Tony Montana the Tiger.
Say hello to my little box of cereal.
They were just regular cornflakes.
Say hello to my little bowl.
That's okay.
They're not all going to last.
So if you come across the border with glaze on your lips.
The cops are definitely going to check it out. You got more?
I was only in Mexico for like 4 hours.
Always go through lane 4.
You haven't been here for the stories, but I was detained once at the border. Well, I was delayed at the border because if I had gone across the border and said that I was going to the ballet or I was going to the casino, they would have let me through right away. But I told them I was with my buddy Scott. We were going to visit War of 1812 battlefield sites, and they said, why don't you pull it over here?
Yeah. That's funny. I think the most honest people around going to look at historical values, and you don't even get in trouble. I mean, you get in trouble.
Yep.
That's crazy. Canada.
They're only friendly till you get there.
Assumed it was a dead drop.
Right. What is War of 1812 code for? We kicked your asses?
Fuck America.
There was a time, I think it was about 3 years ago, that it seemed like there were cars driving through restaurants daily around here. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that we kind of got a little bit afraid to go to our favorite cheeseburger place in Amherst because someone drove through there, made it a drive-through restaurant. Now there's another building in between, so it's a lot more difficult to get into the building via vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But a Haverhill restaurant has been hit by a car for the third time in 8 days.
Really?
They took drive-through literally.
I wonder how the insurance works on that then.
I don't know.
The original would probably be primary.
Right.
And car insurance, and then it got subsequently damaged after that. So yeah, there's probably 3 claims.
The car made it 45 feet into the restaurant.
Oh, dear Lord. That's
Holy fuck.
Wow, yeah. I thought he just kind of hit some bricks down.
No.
That's a lot of damage.
The car made it 45 feet into the restaurant. It was twisted and resting on top of the bar with the front of the car through the doors to the kitchen.
Order up. Any more chicken.
Did this happen at night when nobody was there?
They got to stop serving Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Maybe they were serving cornflakes, right?
And we got actually comments, positive comments, on the first 40 minutes of last week's episode.
Nice.
And that's when we were just BSing about distilling and making beer and making whiskey and bourbon.
Oh.
Just riffing.
Yep, just riffing. They said that we kind of lost interest when you started talking about the articles. The articles are funny, but listening to you guys BS with each other and make fun of each other throughout, that's like the best part.
Sweet.
Yep.
That's why we need some merch.
That's right. We need some swag.
Yeah. We need to get hockey jerseys with some kind of shamrock on it.
And who was that feedback from?
Who would be that from? Are you speaking English?
Welcoming to shenanigans.
No. Ooh.
Guy's been down there for 4 days. He's already speaking broken English.
You know how he's getting back here? He's getting an old Chevy truck and floating it up the coast.
Yeah. You should buy a nice... I should look for a car down there and have you just drive it back. Nice southern car.
There you go.
What are you guys doing down there?
Are they playing...
Think shots?
They're playing quarters.
Quarters. That's what I was thinking too.
Drink, fucker. Drink!
Anytime the silence is longer than 3 seconds, okay. Drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a long 3 seconds. That was 6 seconds. That's two drinks.
We should try that. What do you call it? That Centurion or that Century? Like, I was just watching it on the Letterkenny where you have to have a shot of beer every minute for 100 minutes.
Yeah, I've done that.
Have you really?
Yeah, power hour.
Power, but that's only 60 minutes.
The
that's
hour
true.
Of power.
The hour of power.
That seems like, even that seems like that would be a whole lot.
Correct.
Like you'd have to be, I've never done that. Yeah. You'd have to get shit faced.
It is.
Right.
It's 8.5 beers.
In and out.
Is that really what it is?
Yep.
8.5 beers?
Well, 12 ounces in a beer.
Right.
So every 12 minutes, you're down in the beer.
Yeah, it's a big gulp.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now I won't do it. I mean, if I didn't know the math ahead of time, I feel like I would have gave it a shot.
We were trying to scare you off, Alan.
But I'm thinking, well, I can do a shot a minute. That's not a lot. But then you're like, that's 8.5 beers. I'm like, well, that changes things.
The hour of power sounds easy.
I can tell you that who would likely be able to do that, I was drinking with Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night one time, and that dude can throw him back. And it didn't even look like it was affecting him. I'm like, if I try to keep up with this guy, I'm going to die, or I'm going to be in an alcoholic coma. And he just kept throwing these drinks back and just kept on talking like it was no big deal.
Back in the day, I was like that, but never beers, though.
Did your shirt come off by beer 8?
You know it did. I got picture proof. One of those pictures usually randomly pops up on Facebook every now and then. Like, hey, remember this? I got a bandana around my head looking like Cheech, and I got no shirt on behind the bar. Well, those were the days.
That's some bad red eye on that camera. That ain't from the camera.
Yeah. If anything, it just took some of the red out.
It's better than Visine.
So red, they're glowing.
Right.
Oh, man. Good stories.
Do you miss those days at all?
Oh, of course. It was so much fun. I mean, you know what? I just went out last week, and I haven't been out in so long, especially with all the COVID stuff going. So I just wound up going with some friends. We wound up getting a limo bus, and then we were a limo bus celebrating a 16-year-old's birthday. So there were four kids and four adults. I brought airplane bottles of booze, and I'm just like passing them out. There you go. There you go. There you go. But we went to, oh my God, I keep forgetting
the name
of it.
Did you cruise down transit? Because we went flying by a limo bus, Wendy and I. We were going out to the liquor store, the wine and whatever, wine and liquor outlet out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going, we need to get out into the center lane so we can go back home. And like, there's a, looks like a bus coming, and we better wait for the bus. Is this thing going, how slow is this thing going? And he said, at the last possible moment, he said, fuck it, we're going.
Mm-hmm. That was probably our driver, but he didn't start off, he might have started off small or slow on transit, but when he got, you know, when you're in a limo, you're supposed to not even really feel the ride.
I've never been in a limo.
Oh, well, the way it's supposed to work is, how do they say it down south? Pretend you're driving your grandma to church services and she's carrying a big container of unsweetened tea with her. You want to drive so that thing doesn't spill.
Okay.
This guy was like, he was just heavy on the gas and heavy on the brake. You were just back and forth, back and forth. It was brutal.
You ever driven limo?
Just goofed, but not really. Like, friends of mine had it, so I would just get in the limo and just move it when they would go
to
something.
I know a guy who drove limo for a while. You probably know him, too.
Tony.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Tony.
You know who it is.
I know Tony.
Limo, you got like a 50-50 shot with the name Tony on that, by the way.
I bought a car from him.
Yes.
Yeah, you know the bookie, right? Tony, yeah, who's that? Yeah, Tony. He does everything.
The guy with the cornflakes.
But we did. We went to this restaurant, and it's the guy that owns Neat. They just opened up a place down up on Pearl Street. You know Casey, right? So, yeah, so we went down there, and I keep wanting to say the place is Live, but it's not. But it's just another four, or just a one single word name.
All right, so how much does it cost for a limo bus like that?
You know what? Probably 400.
Really?
Not even that much. We only had it from 5 to, like, 10, 5 to 9.
I was thinking that we need a shenanigans beer and distillery tour. But none of us should be driving, obviously. So I was thinking we should maybe rent a limo bus or something like that. Or know a guy who owns a car dealership, I do. I know a guy who knows a car dealership. Maybe get him to loan us a vehicle that he needs to, you know, get miles on.
Perfect. Can you bring any of this high-tech equipment so we can do some live show
stuff?
Oh, yeah,
stuff? We would totally do that. Yep. Right. I have a travel board. I have another board that's like a third of the size. That's
almost half.
Yes. It's one-ninth.
It's one-ninth.
Call back.
It's one of those Michael Jackson microphones you have to point at an FM radio.
Hey, stop talking about my childhood microphone.
Hee hee.
George used to have that, was it that Foster Hewitt microphone he'd bring in. And we're doing a hockey game one time, and Rich has heard this story before. We're doing a hockey game one time, and I go, George, you sound muffled. He had to fuck her backwards. So he's literally talking out his ass.
Use the sharp end, George.
I don't know, Rich, what kind of stories you want to talk about here that you got on here?
I thought you were going to pick.
I started.
Been doing a great job so far.
Terrible job so far. Hey, let's talk about the woman who got the gust of wind.
Isn't that a winery?
A gust of sun.
Oh, okay.
A woman claims a gust of wind made her pregnant. Police launch a probe.
That's
which,
funny.
Which, if the wind didn't do the job,
the probe would have. Either way, she wasn't leaving there without seed.
In a bizarre claim, an Indonesian woman has said she was made pregnant by a gust of wind and not by any man. The woman also claimed that all happened within an hour. The 25-year-old woman said that she found herself pregnant one afternoon while she was resting in her living room. After afternoon prayers, I was laying face down.
What was she praying for?
After prayers, I got knocked up.
I'm going to give you 20 minutes to stop doing that.
After afternoon prayers, I was laying face down on the floor when I suddenly felt wind enter my body through me. What the fuck?
That's the Holy Spirit she's talking about.
Oh, wind is the name of her boyfriend.
Yeah. According to the woman, she started feeling pain in her stomach 15 minutes after the incident, and the bump in her abdomen started growing bigger. The woman then gave birth to a healthy baby girl at a nearby clinic.
The same day?
The same day.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
I wonder what she was doing 9 months prior.
The mother and the baby are healthy.
He was good.
She was at a pizzeria on Lincoln Avenue.
Don't get the extra large pie, I'm telling you. That's code.
That's right.
That's a hell of a gestation period.
Yeah, like an elephant. How long has it been?
Since I got someone pregnant?
No.
Okay.
Well, that could be another story.
Yeah.
Since the restaurant was open.
2011 I closed.
All right, so 10 years.
10 years.
How long were you open for?
10 years.
And you don't want to do it again?
Oh, my God. I just had this conversation the other night with a buddy, and he's like, I got the perfect location. We can do this, and we can do that. And I'm like, I really don't want to do anything like that. But he wants to go through and do it, and my brother's itching a little bit, too, so who the hell knows?
The next restaurant you'll have will be out of a styrofoam cooler out of the back of your pickup.
Honestly, that's all I would do that. You know what I would do? I would just want to be a hot dog vendor. Yeah. I would just want to go places when I want to go there.
Come eat my wiener!
Yeah.
Dirty water dogs or grilled dogs?
I think I would just do dirty water dogs.
All right.
Those are kind of nice.
You can sell the water later for...
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't Goop doing that or something along those lines? One of those places out on the West Coast we talked about on our prior show that they were selling hot dog water for $4 for 12 ounces.
No, it's good for you as far as filled with electrolytes.
Uh-huh.
So it's good for you. I'd go right down to Venice Beach. I'd probably blow it out of the water over there for those guys.
You're doing what at Venice Beach? Blowing what?
Seriously. Are those mussels?
Those are the people who say, hey, someone stole my penis.
Yeah.
Say that again?
I can't.
Say that again.
That again.
Record now. He's hitting record on his button. I think that would be a great shirt for our swag. That should be the first shirt. It should be his face like this, getting ready to say his thing, and then it should have the letter written on it. Somebody, what do you say? Where did my penis go? Somebody stole my penis? What,
it depends something like on it? The situation.
Yeah, so.
That and what's a Howie? Because my nephew, we went to see a movie, and Howie's supposed to go with us. It was something we all put together, and I told my nephew, I go, well, Howie will be going with us. He goes, what's a Howie? No, not what's a Howie. Who's a Howie?
Where the fuck Howie?
Where the fuck Howie? We'd have to have Rich on there, too, so we can do his dance puppet dance. That would be his.
Yeah, we'll have to change it to puppet, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case.
No, it's monkey.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Dance, monkey, dance. Now that's acceptable.
I'm your dancing monkey. Monkey for loving. Whatever.
Keep going. It got me all gentle and everything.
A monkey for money.
Buck Turner.
Hey, Rich.
Should he open a locker and pop his head out to get your attention?
They are drinking down there. They're not paying any attention.
I responded. You guys can't hear me?
They're just throwing, you know.
I can hear you, Rich. Loud and clear, buddy.
Not loud and not clear, but yeah, I can hear you.
Send beer.
On opposite day.
Hey, Rich, somebody here has been binge-watching Letterkenny.
It's about fucking time.
Never hear.
You don't have to say it twice.
Hello. This is going to make editing a nightmare.
Yeah. I'm on the sixth season, I think. I'm pretty sure that's where I'm at.
Did you see the Valentine's Day speed dating?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's the one I just ended with tonight. That's okay. The one I'm on.
Hilarious.
That was just, yeah, Katie in there just kept going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was some vulgar stuff going on there. I liked it. It was funny.
I bet your mom won't like that either.
Oh, no. I don't even tell her I watched that show. What'd you watch tonight, Alan? I watched just Little House on the Prairie, Ma, as usual.
Doesn't know that you're fapping to Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah.
Just when she falls down that hill, oh my God.
I want to say, is Wayne going to get married? I saw the ring. He pulled the ring out. That's what I saw.
Hold hey, man, on. Don't tell him nothing.
We can't tell you that.
Oh, my God. Watch the show.
I am watching the show, and you guys owe me, like, I don't know, 25 hours of my life back. I haven't done anything except work and watch that stupid
You've
show.
You've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Your life is better.
You're not even going to get it till the third time through. You're not even going to get
right.
it till the third
I
time
I still
through.
Have to rewind it and listen to stuff when they start talking, and that's not just the guy who mumbles. That's everybody. And I rewatch the guys talking hockey all the time, too, because they crack me up because I don't know what they're saying, but they say so many stupid things that just crack me up.
Pregame Sandoz, buddy.
Yeah.
And postgame.
Yeah, what is? I don't know what that means. What does that mean, pregame Sandoz?
A pregame sandwich.
Pregame sandwich.
Oh, is that what it is? Because I thought Sandoz was like some kind of drug.
Then a nappy.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, so I'm going to have to get some kind of, I'm going to have to Google literature
You're
things
to
watch.
You know what? We're going to buy Alan a American Canadian dictionary.
Right.
That's going to be
with
his,
hockey talk.
Yes. That's going to be his first masterclass with shenanigans.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
You had to say everything in French, too, yeah.
Oui.
You know how we do it on shenanigans. We just say it in English and go, ha, 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 at the end.
Wait till you get to the newfies. Terrence and Philip are the South Park.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
I have no idea what Rich is saying anymore.
You're not wrong.
Rich is echoing so badly.
Newfies. The Newfoundlanders.
Oh, yeah. They're doing shots. That's what that noise is.
How bad is the echo? How bad is the echo?
It took 1.76 seconds for me to hear that twice. That's how bad the echo is.
But not for UB. Uncle Buck's is pretty solid.
Yeah, it's just Rich's.
Long.
No, there's Uncle Buck's too.
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah, they're drinking a lot over there, man. They keep repeating themselves.
Gotta go get the papers, the papers.
The papers, the papers. We call him the Johnny Coffee Cakes.
Get the papers.
Speaking of shows that you have to binge, Howie's got me stuck on this stupid motherfucking Cobra Kai. Have you watched that show yet?
I watched like 5 minutes
good.
Of one
it's
episode.
Good.
I didn't watch
it. It's funny.
No, it's not. I think
well,
it's,
neither are you.
It's, oh!
It's terrible. The characters don't evolve at all, and it's all just 80s humor.
Well, all the evolution of their character happened in the 30 years since the original movie, so you're not seeing any evolution, but they've evolved.
Barely, and their acting abilities have not.
I mean,
seriously, Johnny, and to the episode I watched today that I almost fell asleep during, gets on the internet and he's looking up WebMD. He goes, WebMD. What the fuck is WebMD? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You can't be that stupid, can you? One-ninth-inch jack.
Technology.
That super old laptop that he has, I have that exact same laptop. You've seen it.
On Cobra Kai?
Is it the one I'm looking at right now?
No, I think it's talking about Cobra Kai.
This is Adele.
Cobra Kai or die.
I don't know. I have one episode left.
Are you going to bother?
Howie's making
I heard me. Something big happens in this episode.
Howie tells me something great happens in every episode, and I've waited now through two seasons, minus one episode.
This is show-altering.
Or three seasons. I don't know how many.
The best thing about the final episode of the final season is that it ends.
Right. Well, I'm done with that for 6 months. Thank God.
What about Harlem Nights 2 coming to Netflix? Anybody have any interest in that?
Harlem Nights 2?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
March.
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Sorry.
I was going to say, yes.
Coming to America.
Yeah, on Prime. Yes, yeah. I'm very excited for that.
You know what? I'm always like sequels are going to be... I always kind of shy away from sequels, but I'm excited about this one.
I know. Some sequels are really good. Empire Strikes Back, greatest sequel ever. Debbie Does Dallas 2, better than the original.
I didn't know there was a second.
She redoes Dallas?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know there was a second one. I'm like, what's the point? You already did Dallas once.
Yeah.
What'd you miss?
She should have went to a different city.
It happened 5 years later, so there are 5 years worth of 18-year-olds who have now reached legal age.
They lied on their applications. They were still 14.
Now Debbie's a cougar.
Now she's an anti-porn activist, I think, isn't she?
She is.
And I don't know, mostly because the industry or because the amount of money she realized how much it made and what she actually got.
Right.
So that probably...
I'm pretty sure it just left a bad taste in her mouth.
She got... that still sticks in her craw.
Speaking of porn
Where's
stars...
That?
Speaking of porn stars making no money, you guys know who Mia Khalifa is, right?
No.
She's a Lebanese-American porn star.
Kind of, yeah.
Right.
A lot of them are Lebanese.
Yeah.
She claimed that in 18 months, she only made... $11,000, and the guy who held her contract produced receipts saying, you made this much. And she goes, they're all fake and made up. There have a, what's it called when you get your, they've been notarized. These are really what you blew her right out of the water.
So she's trying to evade taxes, essentially.
Exactly, yeah.
Imagine that. An adult film actress being a scofflaw.
Like Stormy Daniels today.
What'd she do today?
She tried to... would you quit fucking crunching down there?
Keep crunching.
Go ahead. Say what you want.
Oh, mute.
That's funny. What happened to Stormy?
So she tried to reopen a lawsuit against the former president and a
Misophonia is strong with this one.
Do it. Yeah, there you go.
There I go. So one of the judges who was, you know, how the liberal judges are going to destroy America. I know it's politics, Rich. Suck it up. They said that she couldn't do it, and they threw her lawsuit out completely now. So
good. That's how they should be with these frivolous lawsuits. Get rid of them. Don't even get them started. Don't get any airtime and call it a day. That's what I say.
Are you a lawyer? You could be a lawyer.
I did take a couple legal classes in the third grade. Pre-law.
Preschool.
I took pre-law at Doodlebugs on Transit.
Yeah.
Free shout out to Doodlebugs.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I present to you that Jimmy was simply walking up the stairs to the slide when Timmy pushed him off, scraping his knee. Forever altering his ability to play whatever. I don't know.
High lie.
Let the record show that she's turned over on a chapstick and I was nowhere in sight. I had nothing to do with it.
It was obviously a gust of wind that impregnated this woman, Your Honor.
If she gets her case pushed through, would that just be a beaver court?
A beaver court?
A court of kangaroo courts. Just be a beaver court at that point. No?
No?
Sorry. All right. I'm reaching.
A swing and a miss.
Your Honor!
Although, to be fair...
Expertise in bird law.
This show's going to be a disaster to edit, I can tell you right now.
Oh, it's all over the place.
It is.
Get some structure in here. You're in charge right now. Take control.
Everything from Florida is echoing so terribly that we're hearing it 2 and 3 times, so... Yeah, what they're saying is...
Beaver.
See, we didn't hear anything you just said.
I'm just waiting for the...
We have no snow to filter it.
I heard.
Yeah, we heard that part.
I heard snow.
You have no snow to filter the sound? Did you set fire to your lawn to get rid of that snow?
Oh,
I think I see what's happening here.
That's called a Seggy. It's called a David Seggy.
If you encounter a particularly rough patch of ice or snow while shoveling this winter, don't reach for a can of gasoline like a Midland Park man did this past Friday, police say. Police and firefighters responded to the man's home on Patterson Avenue, where he had set a small fire to try to melt the snow and ice. Once the fire department arrived, they called in the hazmat unit, who used Speedy Dry to stop up the gas. Speedy Dry, also known as Tiny
Kitty
Pants.
Litter.
Yeah. The man whom police would
Speedy
not
Dry, name, which yep. is, oh my God, my husband's home.
Yoink! The man whom police would not name had poured about a half gallon of gasoline on a gravelly 2x2 foot square section of his backyard. He thought a good idea would be to dump some gasoline on it and light it on fire. A neighbor called the police after smelling something burning around 7:35 p.m.
It was the man.
I watched a video that was on my Facebook feed for some, I don't know what it was. It was work fails. And a guy tried to start a bonfire on fire, and he was shaking the can of gas to get gas onto where he want. Well, while he's doing it, sprayback's going on him. He lights the match, sets himself on fire.
Dummies.
Like, we need a master class on how to correctly not set yourself on fire.
Well, I told you, that's how remember the general? He used to walk the golf courses and used to collect balls and all that stuff. Yeah. That was my buddy's father. And he was an old guy, you know, like in his late 70s. So he just walked golf courses, clean golf balls and sell them. And then he used to always junk. So he would get oil or he would get wires. And then he would take all the wires. He'd eventually put them in a burn barrel, light them on fire, and then burn all the insulation off. And then he'd take all the copper. Well, he had the same overalls for years, which same thing, kept collecting and getting gas on them. So that's how the general went out.
Oh, my God.
Lighting up, caught himself, and boom, done.
Oh.
Yeah.
No bueno.
That's why I don't golf.
That's a long way to go for that. You're making some weird connections there, bud.
That was just in my head, but no, that's actually a true story.
That's why you don't fuck with other people's balls.
That and your hands smell afterwards.
Was he also a Buddhist priest?
Why, no, he wasn't. Why do you ask? No, Seggy?
No, the famous picture of the Buddhist monk setting himself on fire.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were having a Seggy sandwich.
I don't believe this story, number one. Because in New Jersey, the neighbor says that they smelled something burning. It always smells like something's burning in New Jersey.
It smells like they're burning the pits that are under porta potties. Right.
It smells like something else burning, officer.
She got confused because it was like a breath of fresh air.
Right, it doesn't smell like burning. Shit burning, but it smells like something else burning.
Hard to pick, though. Have you ever been to Staten Island in the summertime?
Shit burning.
I haven't been to New York City since I was 15.
Staten Island's brutal because it's a dump. There's a garbage dump right there, landfill.
Is that fish kills?
I guess it could be near there. Staten Island's not huge. But anyway, you could smell it. And it's gross. It
smells like Niagara Falls.
On a hot, sunny day.
You guys are driving me nuts down there. I'm going to disconnect you in about 2 seconds.
In Panama City, I lived there, and there was a paper mill I used to live near. So when the wind shifted, you could smell.
Oh, paper mills are terrible.
Paper mills are terrible. But if you live down there and grew up down there, I mean, they'd look at me and be like, oh, my God, I would have that disgusted look on my face. Then they would just sit there and say, you know what that smells like to me? That smells like bread and butter because so many people worked at the factory at the paper mill. So
that's like when I first started dating my wife. They lived down in Slayton Settlement near a farm, and they had that open pit, manure pit. And so if it rained or if it got windy, it would break the crust off the top of it, and it would smell just plain awful. And And I'd go in there and go, oh, it smells so terrible. What is that smell? And they're like, I don't smell anything.
That's what I live with.
It was just like one big, that's where they collected all the, like when they were fertilizing, they would go to one specific pit to right. suck it all they up would, and then go do whatever they were
doing. They would take all the poop that the cows pooped out and it was in the barn and they'd it would be like liquefied and they would shoot it with a hose down to a drain and then would go into this pit.
Oh, okay.
And then they would use it to fertilize the fields.
Yeah, because they got a big old 18-wheeler that sits there and drags behind it and just kind of throats it out like a salter almost, right?
Yeah, except a lot wider.
And spraying the poop everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm tired here, so we are going to rip this open and go right to Canada Watch and choose two of these. You got five of them up here, buddy.
I know.
And you're echoing really so badly. Tell me which ones you want me to read because the echo, the reverb is going to kill it. Okay, it's time for Canada, which means...
Cue the music.
Canada Watch.
If your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all.
Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
And this is a different Canada Watch because I will be delivering the Canada Watch.
Craig. Wait for the music.
It's already done.
Wait for the music.
Okay, it's done.
Hold on. Are you sure?
Oh, Canada.
Is that you, B?
Yep. Take your hat off, you disrespectful bastards.
The Public Safety Department is apologizing, for a clerical error on a government-issued letter that mistakenly directed callers to a phone sex hotline. The letter, sent out to residents of... Yeah, I'm not even going to pronounce either of these because there's more consonants and vowels. Earlier this month, contained information about registering for frequent travel. It advised residents to call the government's travel registration line for further information and provided a phone number for them to use. But several residents who did so were astonished to be greeted by this recorded message delivered in a come-hither female voice. Welcome to America's hottest talk line. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you.
Can confirm.
I ain't talking to that broad. She didn't sound sexy a little bit.
This just proves that government is actually really trying to fuck you.
Or satisfy you.
No, they're not.
Listigouge.
The communications manager for Listigouge First Nation said Thursday that she is aware of several residents who called the number. Their reactions range from embarrassment to just kind of laughing about it. I understand how it could happen. They just transpose the correct 1-833 number with the wrong number. But unfortunately, it kind of discredits the whole letter.
Was it a pay site or did they have to go further into it?
Well, you get the first minute for free and then you have to add your credit card. So that's where people got pissed is like, I have to add my credit card already?
Yeah. People are down thousands of dollars right now. Plus and they want reimbursement.
All the PST and GST and
AIOU.
Swinging Jimmy's Travel Service.
Caused a fire on my laptop.
Went through a whole sleeve of Kleenex.
In a minute? Wow, that's pretty good.
This is not the first time America's hottest talk line has had a misdirected caller windfall. In 2017, several U.S. media outlets reported that a typo in the Fed...
Sorry, a ghost just space fucked Craig. He just needs a minute.
Once it gets one lighter shade of blue, then we're going to start really trying to help him.
In 2017, several U.S. media outlets reported that a typo in the federal emergency...
pregnant.
Same spot, man. Federal Emergency Measures Association tweet directed Floridians, Uncle Buck, seeking help for damaged roofs to the phone sex hotline. Did you ever get your roof fixed?
Oh, I got my leak plugged.
Well done, sir.
No charge.
How am I going to pay for this roof leak?
Can I just put something in here?
What's that?
So if you have a friend who gets a dog, you could tell them to call 1-800-MY-PUPPY and Purina will give them a free 10-pound bag of puppy chow.
Really?
However, 1-800-MY-PUPPY is also 1-800-MY-PUSSY.
What do you get free from them?
Ain't nothing free from them.
A 10-pound bag of puppy chow. Yeah.
Either way, you're going to have something gross in your mouth.
It's pussy chow. I knew it. It's pussy chow.
Oh, gosh.
Go ahead and dial it and check it. It's for real.
We do have Rich's laptop here. We can go in that incognito mode.
Yeah, that's how they get you. You're flagging yourself. I still don't believe that people don't realize that. You're saying, look at me. I'm about to do something illegal. You know, you're just... It's like recycling. What a scam. They're making me do all the labor so they can go through and make the money on it when they recycle it anyway. I'm not buying into any of that stuff.
I always put a little pee in them.
That'll show.
Are we talking about garbage still, or are we still talking about the 1-800 puppies?
Those dirty dogs.
Uncle Buck, why are you spraying down the garbage? It's fire
that
season.
Way I'm sure they'll. That way I know my cans will be clean next time.
Remember when you used to junk a car? You'd go in there and just fill it and soak it with water because you got your money based on weight. So when you were junking a car, you would just go in there with a hose and just soak the seat, soak the carpet, soak everything, then go in. Then they would weigh it. Like a 1,900-pound car come out to be like 2,700 pounds, and then you got paid on that. Anybody?
No.
Really?
I'm surprised Rich didn't know that trick.
It's a bit of a racket.
You cheater.
Well, they kind of catch on to that stuff.
Well, Uncle Buck owns a junkyard, so.
Oh. Well, did you ever own one around here? Because I might owe you a few dollars.
Those are my collectibles.
In other Canadian news, a Chatham woman is stunned after scoring 365 points on a single word in Scrabble. In Scrabble, 365 points would be considered a great score for an entire game, but this woman from Ontario earned all those points with just a single word. I want to say her name is Coochie, but I shouldn't. She was playing the game on Friday with her husband when she got the word quizzers.
Oh, it's two Z's.
Yeah, two Z's, a Q.
Q.
Yeah.
But you'd have to place that very strategically somewhere on that board to get that many points. That's insane.
In addition to the letters Z and Q having high point value of 10, she was able to place her word on two triple word scores, get a double letter score on the second Z, as well as use all the 7 of her tiles, which comes with a 50-point bonus. But is this a sanctioned game? Because she was just playing with her husband, so can it really count in the record books?
I'd have to say no.
For Americans, it doesn't count. For Canadians, it does.
So it's 365 points in Canadians. So what's that breakdown to in America?
76% or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's only 237 points over here.
Is that all? I thought she was just adding a bunch of extra U's into a word.
Like murderies.
Murderous.
Labor.
Sorry.
All right, we'll see how this is going to work. But, Rich, do you have a website for us?
I do.
Hold on, he's thirsty.
He's killing me. This is funny.
This is the drunkest episode of Shenanigans ever.
There have been some close ones, but...
Which is the lead into the website of the week, actually. This is like the worst episode we've ever had.
All right.
This is the worst episode of all time.
Have Uncle Buck or something mute his mic for a second.
Muted his mic? Yeah, okay, I muted his mic.
Okay. Oh, way better.
That is so much
way
better.
Way better. Wow.
You two need to share a mic from now
on.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about this website of the week.
Of the week. It's too late for that now.
We should do a redo now that we got it figured out.
To talk and then remute, because the echo is us hearing each other. Like now.
I didn't hear that.
See, that was the echo of your burp. It just came through as a bigger burp.
We didn't burp.
Somebody burped.
That was you.
Someone at the beginning of the show burped.
That was
not us.
I'm sorry if that caught any of you, Craig.
If I keep my nose right here, I smell Lysol. So, all right, so what's our website of the week?
Lingscars.com.
Ling like Lisa Ling?
Yes.
But plural.
Or Lingscars, if she has a lot of scars.
Lingscars.
Or Lingscars.
I am Ling. You can trust me.
Okay. Well, end of story. Let's do it.
Leader of the pack. Ling Valentine is Britain's biggest individual seller of new cars. So what the hell is he?
This website is notoriously the worst website on the internet because it uses every cheap ploy. And as you poke around, you'll see it's just the graphics are terrible.
Is this
descriptions are in English?
Is it a real website or is it a jokey website?
No, this is a real website. This dude paid a lot of money for this.
Really?
Yes.
How much are you getting? Do you get residuals on this then, Rich?
No, I don't get any kickback.
Car leasing for adults, not idiots.
Ring. Isn't it Ring and not Ling?
No, it's spelled Ling.
It's spelled Ling.
We all have a speech impediment, Uncle Buck.
Hello.
When can I get that car? Reader 15 minutes.
10 minutes.
Okay, 10 minutes.
Oh, the Rolling Stones are going to sue this guy.
We'll cover you.
They definitely should.
Do they own that?
Yeah,
it's not the same mouth.
Trademark. Yeah, but it's similar.
The top lip is a little fatter.
I don't know.
No, yeah, I don't know, Adrian.
If you stop me up, I'll buy Ling's cars, and then I'll never stop.
Oh my God!
Where is Ling?
He's on the motorcycle.
He's an individual seller of new cars.
I am Ling. You can trust me.
He's their Fusillo.
You just got to go to the about page about Ling. We'll pretty much sum it up.
Can I read it?
Hello, I am Ling. I am the UK's hardest working car leasing provider, and I run Ling's Cars, the UK's favorite car leasing website. Don't be deceived. I may be a scruffy Chinese girl, but I have more happy new car customers. And supply more new cars than many of the anonymous.
This is the best model they can come up with.
I'm going to need a discount.
I treat customers like adults, not like idiots.
Wait, adults can be idiots.
Is there copyright infringement for that doorbell with the camera?
Oh.
Hello. I'm Ling.
Ling's Cars consumes my life to make it a very successful business. In 2008, I moved over 35 million pounds of brand new cars.
That's pounds money.
Right.
Okay.
My family is mostly in China. My mom and dad.
What?
Not pounds table.
That's like screenplay shit.
My family is mostly in China. My mom and dad still live in Wuhan, and I go back at least once every year.
To eat bats.
Yeah. And we found the culprit.
It's the Ling virus. It's the Ling virus. Everybody knows where it came from. Just call it what it is. It's the Ling virus. They ask, where did you learn your contract hire car sales skills? My husband set up Caledonia Contracts that established Arena Contracts. I'm going to agree with you, Uncle Buck. I thought this was a dude, man.
That's truth in advertising right there. Don't sugarcoat it.
That's a man, baby.
Yeah.
Google net worth. Let's see how much Ling is worth.
Ling Valentine.
Ling Valentine. Yep.
Really?
Y'all are going to Chinatown Purgatory.
It's the same thing.
They don't have that information as easily available as they do here?
No, apparently not. It's Rotten Websites Wiki. They have, wow. It's redeeming qualities of this website. This site's design tends to fall into the so bad it's good category. The crazy design has also helped Ling's business surge in popularity. They make £89,000 a month.
Just from visits?
Yeah.
Damn, I used to get that much in high school.
£89,000 a month. What's about $100,000 a month?
It's, yeah. Well, yeah, like 94.
Yeah.
Something like that. Does anybody want to know what Ling's opinion on Brexit is?
Sure. What's
Ling's? I found a video.
Okay. That's a lot. Just on the website visits is about $100,000 a month.
That's sweet.
It's $1 million a year. Just over $1 million a year just on website visits. And we just added to it. Three of us.
You're welcome.
Damn it.
Lingscars.com.
The rich get richer.
Thanks, Rich.
How long will you be back in town for the next recording there, Rich?
If this maybe picks up, I might not.
This sounds so fucking terrible.
This is golden. Golden, baby.
We have to come up with a different way to do this because it was bad. It was really bad.
You know what? You got to just put some different colored paisles on there and a couple little things, and that might be so bad that it's good.
Right, there we go. I'll put a lot of bling on it this time.
Yeah, what's up? Who's thinking outside the box now? Learning from Lingy Ling.
This show is our
Ling version. Ling. No, Ling Ling's a panda.
Oh.
On a television show, The Wonder Pets.
No, that's Ming Ming.
Ming Ming, yes.
Yeah. Ling Ling is the little Pikachu on the cartoon.
We could use the Wonder Pets because they're here to save the day, and we need it.
Who's Ling Ling? No, from the cartoon Drawn Together. Did you ever see that where you got superheroes and different cartoons living in a house?
Yeah.
And Ling Ling is the Pikachu.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, that's another vulgar show.
That. Yeah. Yeah, that was.
Well, anyway, we're gonna
huffing problem.
We're going to kill this episode before we fuck it up anymore.
I'm sorry I was part of this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
We say that more than once a year. Don't worry.
You ain't lying.
I have no idea what he's even saying.
I know. I love it.
I love it.
It's reverbing so bad. It goes, hi, yeah, 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 yeah. So for.
I accept full.
And shalom to you as well.
So far,
hey, there's our biggest fan.
To clarify, what I said was, go fuck yourself.
Oh. then I was right.
So for Rich and Uncle Buck in Florida.
You be.
Walden here at the studio. Alan, I am Craig. Thank you for listening to Shenanigans. And we apologize way after the fact that you listened to this disaster. Because this one... Oh, my. We'll look back on this in the future and laugh about it. But right now, we're laughing in a, ha, ha, fuck.
I wouldn't even edit this episode. Just give them raw au naturel.
Oh.
All our listeners are going to free hit acid, and this is going to sound great.
What he said.
Yes.
All I heard was acid and Woodstock.
Free hits acid. I heard free hits acid. But I know that in any language.
Good thing your mother doesn't listen.
Yeah.
She'd give you a spanking.
Mama.
All right. Good night.